Any other terms?
No, nothing to think of.
Sometimes when the ground is wet, you go out and there's, it looks like low clouds all around the ground. You say it's
foggy.
And a long period of dry weather.
It's a drought.
If the wind has been blowing gently, and then it's there's more and more wind, you say the wind is
blowing stronger.
Mm-hmm. If it's been raining very hard, and then it's raining less and less, you say the rain is
letting up.
And if the wind has been blowing hard, then there's less and less wind.
It's letting up.
In the fall, you know the growing season is over when you go out and see that white stuff all over on the roofs.
Frost.
Mm-hmm. You may leave a bucket outside with some water in it, and you see that there's something on the top, and you say,
it's frozen over.
I won't ask you about the name of any house type.
Sod houses, or no, they had another name for it.
Now, we were talking about this boy going over to the yard next door. Let's say your neighbor has no feelings about this one way or the other. You'd say, oh, that's all right. You can go over there because my neighbor
doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. If you're not certain about something, you'd say, well, no, I'm not
sure about this.
If you saw a fellow sitting with his hand in his head in his hand like that, what would you say he'd been doing?
I've been thinking.
That's a crazy question. Where would a farmer grow cotton?
Cotton field.
Mm-hmm. How big would this, well, is, what if he has only a little amount of cotton?
Might call it a cotton patch.
Mm-hmm. How about a garden if he has a little garden?
Still just a garden to me.
Just a garden.
Little garden.
What's the difference between a field and a patch?
Well, I think of the field as being much larger than a patch. Patch probably being, I think this is a matter of relativity.
Yeah.
I'd say cotton field would probably be 40 acres or more, generally speaking. Patch would be generally from this size on down.
I asked a fellow out in the panhandle about this, and he said, oh, a patch is just a little bitty old thing, just 300 or 400 acres.
Like I say, it's a matter of relativity.
Yeah. This got me. If somebody asked about your car and said, how many miles do you have on this car? You'd say,
well, I got...
Or if somebody said, how far have you gone in this car? You'd say, I have
about 15,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, who drove this car? You'd say,
I did. I'm the only one who has driven it.
Better get some numbers here. Get lost. I'm not going to ask you about those buggy shafts again.
I should have studied this and been prepared for you.
If Catherine went in to take a shower and she forgot her clothes and asked you to bring them to her, you took them in and stuck your hand in the door and she said, what are you doing there? You'd say, here.
Here are your clothes.
If somebody did something bad and somebody said, was it you? You'd say, no.
No, it wasn't me.
I would too.
That's not correct, but that's what I'd say.
That's what everybody says, I think. That's about the only thing I've gotten, except from school teachers.